Carly Moore.
Good morning. I'm Carly Moore. My instructor is Dr. Jenny Kobernick, and we are at Auburn University. A little bit about what I do is I'm working on developing a protocol to screen cotton varieties at the seedling stage in a greenhouse setting for target spot. This is something that's never been done before. We basically started from scratch, and we didn't know if we could even get the disease on cotyledons on the seedlings to begin with. So to go into the importance, this disease in susceptible varieties causes 400 pounds an acre of loss, which equates to $280 an acre. Currently, management is by use of fungicides, and the disease is highly dependent on the environment. So you may need fungicides one year and not the next. So using fungicides could be a cost that you don't even have to spend that money. So using them as a preventive measure, growers don't want to do that. And by the time you see the disease, it might be a bit too late to see benefits of the fungicide. Target spot has been classified as a high-risk fungus, so it develops resistance, and resistance to fungicides has already been seen in tomatoes and cucumbers and some other vegetable crops. So essentially, we need to determine what these resistant and tolerant varieties are so that we can use them as breeding material so that maybe we can stop depending on these fungicides so much. So a little bit about what I'm doing. I take isolates from the field, and I use those isolates to produce an inoculum, and I spray that inoculum on the plants at the seedling stage about 3 days post-emergence, and I place them in a PVC enclosure like what you see here, except they're a little bit smaller when I place them in there, obviously. And I cover them with a translucent trash bag to keep the moisture inside, because target spot is highly dependent on humidity. And I evaluate the plants 10 days post-inoculation about. It takes about 3 days to see a lesion. And this is what we've seen. So on one side you have plants that were not inoculated, and then plants that obviously were inoculated and disease on the cotyledons. And we're using a visual scoring system currently, but we would like to do some digital analysis eventually, probably next year. Alongside what I do in the greenhouse, I'm also doing it out in the field to see if what I do even happens out in the field. You know, greenhouse setting is a lot different than field setting. So we do 8 reps, 10-foot rows with the exact same inoculum that I use in the greenhouse. And so far, we have observed some significant differences between these RBTN lines. And we will repeat all of this in the field next year. Based on what we found and finding some differences, that means that there might be some breeding material out there and something that we can actually work with. This is my poster, and my poster number is 93. And if you have any questions, I would love for you to come and talk to me, and maybe I can answer some of your questions. Thank you.